Many countries have expressed opposition to military intervention in Iraq. However, France seems to have been singled out for criticism. In New York, French culture is the subject of celebration, with concurrent film and music festivals. A 74-year-old silent movie and its brand new score received its U.S. premiere as part of the festivals. In the Night is a story of love and violence set in the mines of eastern France. It's the only full-length feature directed by one of France's best-known character actors. David Darcy reports.
By the time Charles Vanel made In the Night, or Dans la Nuit, its French title, he was 37 and he'd acted in 50 silent films, mostly commercial melodramas. Vanel financed Dans la Nuit himself and shot it on location in his hometown in the mining country outside Lyon. He and a Russian ballerina played the leads. Composer Louis Sclavis says the film was logistically ambitious for a debut director.
All the actors are amateurs. It's in a small village. There is nothing in studio. Everything is outside. And it's at the beginning is like a documentaire about a worker in France.
Vanel had acted in enough films that he knew where to put the camera, and he knew what a finished film should look like, says Lenny Borger, a former Variety critic in Paris.
It's a very spectacular film in its camera work and editing. Very imaginative use of a mobile camera and rapid editing. Rapid editing was very much in style since Abel Gance made Napoleon in the mid-20s. So everybody was influenced by Gans, and everybody tried to outdo each other in virtuosity.
Despite its virtuosity, Vanel's directorial debut did not connect with audiences. By most accounts, it was the last silent film made in France, and it was forgotten for more than 50 years. For the next five decades, Charles Vanel was one of France's most prominent character actors, but Dans la Nuit languished until the French cultural channel Arte decided to show it and commissioned Louis Sclavis to write a score.
I try to be careful about nostalgia because it's like a jail, a beautiful jail, and everybody likes this, but for contemporary musician, it's dangerous. So even when I compose some melody, you know, like a melody from this period, the arrangement is a little bit strange.
Through the end of the 1920s, 5 or 10-piece bands and sometimes full orchestras accompanied silent films in France. The demand for film music was so high, Sclavis says, that hack composers wrote generic scores for whatever mood was on the screen, rain, love, or a city street, and the music was used interchangeably no matter what film was playing. Sclavis took the opposite approach. Dans la Nuit is full of violent scenes, which Sclavis did not want to score too literally. Violence on the screen, he says, doesn't need more noise.
I remember, for example, the end of Apocalypse Now, when you have all this explosion, and it's completely silent, you don't hear nothing, and it's very strong. I just compose the music with lot of silence, and only few notes sometimes. And we wait, you know. And there is one part in the movie when two guys fight. It's accordion and clarinet, and we play very slow music, like a tango, only a little melody. And it happened a lot of things on the screen. So in the music, it's almost nothing.
Thank you. Composer Luis Clavis remembers seeing Charlie Chaplin films when he was growing up, but few French silents. In fact, French audiences today may be more familiar with the Marx brothers than with the Lumière brothers. Lenny Borger, who now makes his living subtitling French films, says that in spite of fires, natural disasters, and two world wars, there are French silent films for audiences to see if anyone wants to show them.
Quite a number of films have survived. The problem is surviving isn't enough. They have to be promoted. They have to be relaunched, like a little bit like Dans la Nuit. They have to be played up in the press and seen by people. And that's a big problem because the French are not very interested in their own cinema history. That's a controversial statement, but I'll make it anyway.
Filling a gap in French film history was not why composer Luis Clavis wrote the score for Dans la Nuit. He says he wrote it out of fondness for a director he'll never really know.
There is something very strange when you compose for a film like this and the movie maker is died. You cannot meet him. You cannot speak with him. You don't know what he thinks. And when you compose, mostly you compose for him. And I became little and little to have a relation with Charles Vanel, to speak to him, to ask to him, what do you think? I hope you like it.
Charles Vanel was so disappointed about not becoming a director that he refused to attend a screening of Dans la Nuit when it was shown for the first time in 50 years. Vanel died in 1989 at the age of 96. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.